United Nations is stepping up its response to an outbreak of a rare type of Ebola in eastern Congo, where there's been a sharp increase in suspected deaths to 134 and more than 500 suspected cases. Health experts say the virus spread undetected for weeks after the first known death, as authorities tested for a more common type of Ebola, with the results coming back negative. The strain in question is the Bundibugyo virus, which has no approved medicines or vaccines. United Nations spokesperson Stéphane Dujarric says the World Health Organization is supporting the scale-up of surveillance, contact tracing, testing, clinical care and cross-border preparedness.
The agency has deployed experts to the field alongside with national responders and sent 12 tons of supplies, including personal protective equipment for frontline health workers. WHO is also working with partners such as the NGOs ALIMA and MSF to set up treatment centres and expand care in affected areas. For its part, the UN Children's Fund has mobilised 50 tons of infection prevention and control supplies such as disinfectants, soaps,